Track 13, and here is this week's sports news. At this time of year, inevitably, there is quite a lot of sport going on. So let's get on. The first headline, a grueling charity challenge on a hot day, and this is about golf. Dainton Park's Mike Lang and Pat Darch completed a 54-hole challenge on the hottest day of the year. On Wednesday, 26th of June, Mike, the senior's captain, and Pat, the senior's competition secretary, completed their 54-hole challenge, walking all the way in aid of Marie Curie Cancer Care. They set up the challenge some months ago when, little did they know, their chosen day would turn out to be one of the hottest of the year. Setting off at 6:15 a.m. and completing their first round in a little over 3 hours, playing some great golf, they decided to play for high stakes, £1 per round. As the day progressed, the standard of golf got slightly deteriorated, but there were still some great shots right to the end. Having collected in the vast majority of the promised donations, the club believe they have raised a fantastic £1,300 for Marie Curie. Moving on to the cricket, Plymouth's second 11 were on the receiving end of a strong performance as Ashburton moved on from the embarrassment of being bowled out for 54 by Ivybridge. Ashburton bowled out Plymouth for 140 and then knocked off the runs for the loss of 6 wickets with more than 22 overs unused. Ashburton are now in fourth position and have Cornwood and Kingsbridge either side of them in the standings. Cornwood's second 11 beat South Devon by 7 wickets to send the Newton Abbott side into the Sea West bottom three. Next up for SDCC is the high-flying Paignton team, who could well condemn them to further misery. Ipplepen slumped to a third successive defeat in B Division when Stoke Gabriel turned them over by 4 wickets. Ipplepen had one of those days when several batters got in and then got out without putting a big score together. They were all out for a total of 163. Stoke's reply looked a little wobbly at 58 for 4, but they won it with more than 7 overs to go. Victory keeps Stoke in second place behind leaders Barton, who thrashed Budley by 148 runs. Columpton had a win over Tynmouth and Shoreditch. Meanwhile, Chris Needham scored his second century of the season to help Ipplepen's second 11 to a crushing 199-run win over neighbours Abbots Kerswell's second 11 in the D West Derby at 2 Mile Oak. Paignton eased their relegation worries in the Premier Division with a whopping 125-run win over Bubby Tracy on Queen's Park. Bubby Tracy's relegation worries in the Tulchards DCL Premier Division, on the other, deepened massively following this defeat. Skipper Noah Wright scored 76, more than every other batter in Paignton's top six, in a total of 286 for 5. Bubby were bowled out for 161 in reply. And the last bits of cricket news, Abbots Kerswell remained stuck at the foot of the A Division after going down by 6 wickets at Hatherley. Toby Hard, promoted to open the batting for Abbots, responded by hitting a top score of 56 in a modest total of 161 all out. Elsewhere, Chudley's misfortunes at the bottom of B Division took a turn for the worse as they collapsed to an 87-run defeat away to Bubby Tracy's second 11. And that concludes the cricket news, and now we start running. On Friday, June the 18th, the annual Erm Valley Relays took place around undulating Ivybridge lanes with 94 teams from multiple clubs participating. It was a super blend of kids, adults and veterans competing on a 2.5 mile lap with plenty of ups and downs. Teambridge Trotter captains Ben and Debbie Elphick did a superb job of creating 9 teams of 4 doing the club proud. With many great performances, the highlights included quickest trotter Ollie Reynolds in his first race for the team, coming 7th in a stunning 13 minutes and 5 seconds, and Chloe Alford 87th as one of the leading ladies in 15 minutes 34. On to bowling, and Bovey Tracy Bowling Club are delighted to report that their mother and daughter players Sue Johnson and Heidi Call have been awarded their Bowls Devon County badges. A presentation took place at Plymouth's Sir Francis Drake Bowling Club, with their badges being received from Ladies President Sandra Andrews. The Bowls Devon blog reported that it was the first time in their history that a mother and daughter had received their county badges at the same time. And if bowls is too energetic for you, how about walking football? Dawlish Women's Walking Football Club is going from strength to strength. Following on from their successful progression into league and tournament football, including a runners-up trophy at Europa Cup 2024 in Portugal earlier this year, the club are keen to invite more women to play the sport. On Saturday the 29th of June, a team of over 55s entered their first tournament for the age group when they travelled to Cardiff. The average age of the squad was a youthful 62. The team performed well, drawing and winning the first two matches respectively. The final game against Penny Darren Walking Football Club was closely fought, with the Welsh team scoring the only goal, and this resulted in them topping the group, with the Swans placed second. And that concludes the sports news for this week.